طب المهم دعوه خدك لسقسه وبعده مش موافق. Now what's the pshat? So it seems that according to the Ritva, there is a fundamental distinction between a neder or a shvuyeh b'shem artaiseh and a shvuyeh or neder b'kum maseh. If the neder or shvuyeh is b'shem artaiseh, now let's say neder is a chefzeh, shvuyeh is a gavre. So b'meile, the moment you take the neder, the moment you take the shvuyeh, you become bound by the neder and shvuyeh. You become bound. You become oser. It's a chefzeh or it's a gavre. So if I take a shvuyeh not to eat of the kikya, so I become immediately oser to eat of the kikya. And even though it's impossible, b'mtzias, to be a iver ha'mishvui or not to be a iver ha'mishvui, suppose he took a shvui and not to eat a tikka, not to eat bread. And suppose there is no bread available. So that doesn't mean that the shvui was not halal, whether it's available or not available. So even though he happens to be in an island where it's impossible to have bread, but he still also had to eat bread. If he took his shvuyeh, shvuyeh shalei echol tikya. So even though he happens to be in a place where it's impossible to be in the shvuyeh, he's in an island, no other people, no bread could be delivered, so he still was. Masheikin, if the shvuyeh was b'kum vasei, and since shvuyeh is in his agav, so mainly if it's b'kum vasei, so it's a chiyum gav. As we said, in explaining the Ohet Chayim, so it's a chiyum gav. Now, if it's a chiyuv gavre, so the Torah is not mechayev a person to do what he cannot. The Torah is not mechayev a person to do what he cannot. Now, let's say, suppose a person happens to be in a city where it's impossible for him to get an esrei. So according to the Ritva, I'm sukkah. So according to the Ritva, it's not that he is mechuyev to take an esrei, but he's not to be blamed. If he cannot do it, so he's not mechuyev. The Torah is not mechayev a person to do what he cannot do. We don't even have to resort to the halacha of lanar l'sasidovo. When do we have to resort to the halacha of lanar l'sasidovo? If there is a nisah. So then, if not with the Zakosu of Lanarli Sasidovo, so true it's not a fault, but it still was Nizani. So we have to resort to a special Zakosu. So as far as these Surim are concerned, so even if a person is prevented from fulfilling the Dinator, but if there is an Isa, so he's also. If a person is also to eat Chazer, to eat the Vele, he is also, even though he is prevented, even though it's impossible for him to eat chazer. But he's still osir. Even though it's impossible for him to eat chazer, that doesn't mean that because of that he is not osir to eat chazer. But when it's a chiyuv b'kum vasei, so in melee, if a person doesn't have an esrei and it's impossible for him to find an esrei, so in melee, he's not in the chiyuv. He's not in the chiyuv. And that could be the pshat. There is a machlekes, the Bes Yosef in Chassidus mentions machlekes between the Bialovim and other Rishonim. Suppose the tzitze is nifsak on Shabbos. Becomes a possible tzitze on Shabbos, you cannot fix the tzitze. So there is a shite of the Bialovim that you are allowed to put on the bigger chalava kamfes even though the tzitze is possible. Because there is no issue of putting down a bigger chalava kamfes without tzitze. There is no issue. You are allowed to put on a bigger shalva kamfes without tzitzes. But if you put on a bigger shalva kamfes without tzitzes, so then you are mechuyev to put in tzitzes. And if you don't put in tzitzes, you are mevatel mitzvas aseh. So the avir is always b'shem artaiseh, because you failed to do what you are mechuyev to do. But there is no issue in putting down a bigger shalva kamfes without tzitzes. So memele, the sheet of the Rialovno is, when can we say the Torah is mechayev to put in tzitzes? If it is b'meisachel, but b'shabes it's a kesher shakayom, it's a noach, so you cannot put in tzitzes. So mele is not in mechuyev. So it's not on the basis of lanar l'sasidovo. If it had been on the basis of lanar l'sasidovo, so what kind of an onus is he? Who tells him? Who forces him to put on the bagage of a kamfes without tzitzes? Let him not put on the jacket. But the answer is, it's not on the basis of lanar l'sasidovo. It's because when it's a question of kumvasei, of doing something, of a chiyuv, so what is the Torah is not mechuyev a person to do what he cannot. So it's possible that even the other Rishonim would say no. So it's only because he has a way of avoiding that bitul mitzvah asay. So memele is mechuyev to put it down with tzitzes, since he has the alternative of not putting down the jacket. But in Yochanan, the other Rishonim who are chilek on the reality could agree that if it is a situation, let's say, a person is in a city, let's say, during the war, so in the whole city of Warsaw, during the war, while the Nazis, in 1939, when the Nazis attacked Warsaw, Poland, just before Rosh Hashanah, and they occupied Warsaw, I think, in the Aseres Yemei. So in the whole city of Warsaw, there were only two Esrei, my uncle, walked 5 miles to be mitayim with bombs being, you know, dropped on the city of Warsaw to get an Esrei, to be mitayim the mitzvah of Esrei. And somebody asked him, how do you walk? So he says, every bomb has an address. So in other words, so if a person is unable to do it, we cannot say he's mechuyev, but he's not at fault. He's not nenesh. He's not in mechuyev. Mashinkin even without the isurim. So even though we cannot do it, he's still osir. But it's a tool. L'manam is asidol. So now here there is a special Gzeres HaKosuv of Odom Mishmuel. So the special Gzeres HaKosuv is that even though it's not an Enes Gomor, just a hardship situation, so he's not mechuyev in the chiyuv of Shmuel, in the chiyuv of Neder. So that is only shayach in the chiyuv of Shmuel of Neder is become vasei. So Mimele, because of the special Gzeres HaKosuv of Odom Mishmuel, even though it's not an Enes Gomor, he's put, because when it's a question of a chiyuv, so when a person cannot fulfill the chiyuv, he's not even mechuyev. The Torah is not mechayev a person to do what he cannot do. But this, without the Gzeres HaKosuv of Odom Mishmuel, it wouldn't be considered something that he cannot do. It would be considered something that he can do. I mean, why can't he leave his son who is sick in bed? But because of the Gzeres HaKosuv of Odom Mishmuel, because of the Gzeres HaKosuv of Odom Mishmuel, so even though it can be done with a great hardship, with a great monetary loss, so the Gzeres HaKosuv tells us that it's considered that he cannot do it. And since that's the effect of the Gzeres HaKosuv, and see, that he's considered an onus, in other words, that he cannot do it. And since he cannot do it, so the chiyuv shvuyah is not even chal. It's not even chal. Or, mimele, in his application to a neder b'sheva altayse, or a shvuyah b'sheva altayse, that is coupled with the tnai. Because if a neder or a shvuyah is coupled with the tnai, so that means that the chaleis of the ether is emanates from the fulfillment of the contingency. And only when the contingency is fulfilled, then he becomes bound by the shvuyah. So the mele, so it's like a shvuyah b'kubasa. Mashenke, where the shvuyah, the neder b'sheva altayse, it's not coupled with the tnai, so then the chaleis takes place immediately. Immediately. He took his shvuyah not to eat the kikar. So he immediately becomes also to eat the kikar. And even if it's impossible for him to eat or not to eat the kikar, he is still also to eat the kikar. Even if he happens to be in an island where it's impossible to have a kikar. But he is still also on the kikar. So Mimele, no anus short of Pikuach Nefesh can be matir for him to be able to shvuyah. All right.
In the Indian of Shtar, she loved the Yipore in the Chizer Leibabe, loved the Yishik, for Nim Chashibure. The Avi Yodet, Daf, Chobzayin of Davis, the Rosh. The Avi Yodet, the Mayis, Laut Avi Yodet Gite. He can see this again to La Tilo Miigun, Oishil Isokiko Yom. Shame Mabre Dunse the Shrichel. Diese nicht richtig. So the question is, but the Mishnah also mentions the Ines of Ikri No, and still the Gemara says that it is, and still the Mishnah says that it's not considered as a Kirmat Lai. So Ikri No, the Masnissen, Heine Shigodla No, Mahapshor Ashlogi. In other words, it all depends how he was prevented to cross the river. Whether if he was prevented from crossing the river because the boat was not available, the boat broke down, so that's something predictable. So Mela, since it is something predictable and he didn't stipulate it, that so that means that he meant it's considered as if he spelled it out, that even if he will not be able to come because the boat will not be available, so it should still be considered a kim at night. Masha'ink in the Mishneh, when it says v'ikri no, so shibot lahano mafshar ashlogim, because there's a lot of snow, this is not something predictable. So then it's told in the shailest whether a kim at night through Enes is a kimat nai or it's not a kimat nai. Masha'inke, where the Enes is a very likely thing that happens very often and it's something predictable. So the fact that he didn't mention that in case of that kind of an Enes that usually happens, so it should not be considered as a kimat nai. So that means that the intention was that it should be considered as a kimat na. All right. Mer das machti. Doma milzi yisir. Viroma keino asmichi al dvor. Now, so the girse here in our text is uvitereach. Then nusra acheres is ubotuach. Hoyo shiyuchal ikayim dvor. Viroma. Now, so if the Nusracher, as we understand, because the reason is why it's Asmachte, why is Asmachte Lekanye? Because there is a lack of Mirazdas. Because he took something for granted. And had he known that the thing that he took for granted is not so certain, he never would have made that commitment. So Mimele, there is no real Mirazdas. So that's why, so we can understand the Nusach of Ubotuachoyo. And he took it for granted. He was so sure. I mean, it didn't even occur to his mind that he will not be able to be mikayim dvor. So milis as mach. Now the other girls say that we say the one milsi yisayir v'leoma keino lasmichi al dvor uvitereach hoyo. So I mean, if we are given uvitereach, not ubotuach, uvitereach. So hoyo sheyuchal lekayim dvor. Now, what's the meaning of tereach? Now, so this girse of tereach can be explained according to the Ramban and the Ritvo here. The Ramban says a chiddush that when is there an inyan of asmachte, if the person makes a certain commitment as a sanction against himself, not as a sanction. As a sanction to penalize himself. So Mimele, there is, or not only if it's by way of a penalty against himself, if he does it under pressure. Now the Gemara is an Eshech. So there, it wasn't as a sanction, but under pressure. So this is the Sarashove. This is the common denominator between a commitment made by a person as a sanction against himself or when he makes a commitment under pressure. In other words, let's say he wants to borrow money and he has a great difficulty getting the money, or he wants to buy a certain commodity and he has a great difficulty in getting it. No one wants to sell it to him. So Mimele is mischayev himself. He is mechayev himself under pressure, a very big sum of money. So then there is a lack of mirazdas. So this is what Ramban says here in Idoi, in the Ritvo. So that's the meaning of the girse uvitereach. In other words, when the commitment is not made mirtzeinei atein, but only because of the pressure. Because of the pressure. So then we say there is a lack of Miras Das. This is what the Ramban says. Aber kimel hat dis meilo, was macht le kein maskine de kapos. Rabbi Yisei Mayit. So in other words, Misha Pora Mitzvah Shrevei, Vishli Shestorei, Vyomarim, and in Israel, Vitamad Lamed Yei, Tehim Lishtorei, Higi Asman Velinosam, Rabbi Yisei Mayit. And Rabbi Yudah, because Rabbi Yisei holds that Asmachte Kanye, and Rabbi Yudah Imalo Yite, because Asmachte is Loi Kanye, Tadle Kanye, Vyomarav Nachnom Rav, Vyomarav Eloch Rabbi Yisei. All right. Rabbi Yisei Mayit. This will Asmachte Kanye. ויגבי כל חייבים נחר, אבל משאב דלוי, שכבר נמחל שיבות חוצי אחי, ושטר שלא בבי הוא פורי, אין נחי זה ולוי בבי, שכבר נמחל שיבות. Now, so, the Rosh in explaining Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yisi holds that Asmachte is Kani. Asmachte is Kani. So Memela, since he was mischayev himself, in case he doesn't pay up the rest of the debt by a certain time, so then the amount that he already paid should also be forfeited. And his mashal is the shtar. He places the shtar. Now, who makes out the shtar? The levy makes out the shtar. He executes the shtar. And then he gives it to the malve. Now then, when the levy pays, so the malve. So when the levy pays the debt, so the levy is entitled that the malve should surrender the shtar to him. Now suppose he pays not the whole debt. Suppose he pays not the whole debt. So then he, in order to be sure that he shouldn't get paid twice, so to guarantee him. So there is a way to overcome it by giving him a sheva. So then the malve can still keep the shtar, and he will not be able to recover the whole debt because he has a sheva, a receipt that part of the debt was already paid. Now here the asnoya was that if he doesn't pay the rest of the balance of the debt by a certain time, so then the third party should turn over the shtar to the malve, so that the malve will be able to collect the whole debt, even though the debt was $1,000, and he already paid $500, so he should not be entitled to get paid more, to collect more than $500, but here he stipulated that if he doesn't pay up the balance of $500 by a certain time, then the third party should turn over that shtar to the malve, then the malve will collect the 1,000, even though 500 was already paid. So that's an asmacht. What Rabbi Yisi says, that asmacht is kan. This really asmacht kan. V'yigve kol chivim nechar, avam mishab deloy. So even according to Rabbi Yisi, who says that asmacht is kan, so he can only be gave the malve. Now the leve didn't pay up by the end, let's say, of 10 days. So then, the third party turned over the shtar to the malve. The malve. Then the malve produces the shtar and he wants to collect $1,000, even though $500 was already paid by the lady. So, because he was mischayev himself. So, asmachte is kani. So, the Rosh says, so he can only be given the $1,000, v'yigve kol chivim necha, from nechir. Avo mishubod aloy. שכבר נמחל שיבות חוצי אחיו, ושטר שלא בבי הוא פורי, אין נחי זה ולא בבי, שכבר נמחל שיבודי, ואפילו חוצי אחיו, שלא נפרע, אין נגי ובשטר זה משבדי. דיחי שינון, שמויג בבי חוצי האחר, שנפרע, כי דאמרינון, בשטחיו מוקדם, דאפילו מזמן שאין אלי גובה, דדילמו עושה למיגווה מזמן רישם, Umnechari Gobibay, the Connelly Bim Sire. The Connelly Bim Sire. So that's the first Lashon of the Rosh. So the first Lashon of the Rosh. Now, the Rosh is explaining Rabbi Yisishite, who says that Asmachti is Kanye. But, so the Rosh says, true that Asmachti is Kanye, but the Malve cannot be given from the Chosim Shibodi. Because a mil val pe is not given mechosim mishibonim. Only a mil v'bishtar is given mechosim mishibonim. Now here it is a mil v'bishtar. But half of the debt, $500, was already paid out. So to the extent of half of the debt, it's nimchal shibudei. Now, the halacha is shtar shalom be yupar be, v'chos av lov be, in a geve be, shekvon nimchal shibudei. So in other words, so it doesn't have a chalist in shtar. If it was already paid up, if the kinyan was already done with it. So Mimele, he certainly could not be given the other $500 from the Chosim Shibodim. Because to the extent of the, so he certainly could not pay it, he could not collect from the Chosim Shibodim the whole debt. In other words, the $500 that was already paid, he certainly could not collect from the Chosim Shibodim because it's Nimchal Shibudei. But the unpaid balance, so it's not Nimchal Shibudei, because the shtar was executed for $1,000 debt. Half of it was already paid. So it's Nimchal Shibudei to the extent of $500. But to the extent of the other $500, it's not Nimchal Shibudei. So Mimele, he should be able to collect from the Chosim Shibodim. So this is what we should say, that the other half, he should be able to collect from the Chosim Shibodim as well. So the Rosh mentions a big chiddush, that from the Chosim Shibodim, he cannot even collect the half unpaid debt, even though it's not Nimcha Shibudei. That's because of his special takon. Where do we find such a takone? I mean, the Rosh cannot be misaki new takones. The Gemara doesn't mention such a takone, but the Gemara mentions something similar. The Gemara mentions in connection with Shtorechiv HaMukdomim. So now, in other words, what it means Shtorechiv HaMukdomim? Let's say, if the Alvoye took place, let's say, in Alevia, but the date of the Shtar, the date of the shtar is Aleph B'Nissan, it's predated. That the Alvoye took place in Aleph B'Iya. And the date of the shtar is Aleph B'Nissan. So Shtorechiv HaMukdomim is Pzul. So the question is, all right, it cannot be given from the Nechosim Mishibodim that is prior to Aleph B'Iya, because the Alvoye did not take place as yet. So the Shibud could not have taken effect, but why shouldn't he be able to collect from the Nechosim that the Levi sold after Alevia? So Midraisa, he should be able to collect, even if it's Ishtar Mugden. So, but the Nechosim that the Levi sold to the Likuches after Alevia, after the Alvoye took place, he should be able to collect Midraisa. But the Chachomim Omisake, that he should not be able to collect even from the Nechosim that the Levi sold to the Lekeach after Alevia. Because if we allow the Malve to collect from the Likuches who bought it after Alevia, Midraisi would be entitled to do it, so then he might collect from the Likuches who bought it before Alevia. So because of that, the Chachomi made this special takon. So this is what the Gemara says. So the Rosh applies it to this case. In other words, if it is a shtar that is Nimchal Shibudei to the extent of $500 that was paid on it, but it's not Nimchal Shibudei to the extent of the other $500 that is unpaid, so Midraise, he is entitled to collect from the Chosim Shibodim the unpaid half. But the same takone that the Chachomim or Misakin Ligavish Torechiv HaMukdomim, that he cannot even collect from the Likuches who bought it after this this man of the Alvoye, because maybe he'll collect from the date, from the Likuches who bought it prior to the date of the Alvoye, because the date is from Nisan, from the first of Nisan. So here too, the same takone applies. So he cannot even collect from Likuches the unpaid balance, because if we allow him to collect from Likuches the unpaid balance, he might collect The paper, the paid him, the paid. This is what it says. So, Rabbi Yisim Yitin Yisrael Asmach Tekan Yir Kol Krim Nechei Achare Avon Mishab Deloi Shekvon Nimchal Shibut Chotze Achim Ushtar Shalom Vepi Yipori En Chiz Avalei Vepi Shekvon Nimchal Shibut Vaf Lechotze Achim Shalom Yifra Imi Givin Bishtar Zem Mishab De Dichashino Shemo Yig Babe Chotze Achim Shenifra Ki Damrinom Bishtachiv Mubde Dafim Mizman Sheini Ligova Dil Meose Lemigma Mizman Rishi. So, Mimele Mamshim Godi Mi cannot be given at all, not one penny, because of a special takone. But from Nechare, he, according to Rabbi Yisi, he's given the whole thing. Um Nechare Govabe, the Konele Bimisire. The Konele Bimisire. So he's Kene Bimisire. What does it mean, he's Kene Bimisire? How is he Kene Bimisire? So in other words, so it appears from the Rosh that there was no Kone Biyode. In other words, when he stipulated, Misha Pora Mixes Reve, we each listen a story, we all are even an amazingly, we call him a game tenly story, he did as Mambuli Nosan, so Rabbi Yisei me oyite, we Rabbi Yudei me loyite. So, how does it, so in other words, so he, we are, the Rosh is discussing Rabbi Yisei, Rabbi Yisei holds as Marte is Kanye. So, in Mele, there was no Konebiyode, because the Gemara mentions, So only who says that asmachte is loy kanye normally? Only under certain circumstances, if it's konemine bez nechoshu, that is a little bit of beauty. But the Rosh is discussing Rabbi Yisi. So Rabbi Yisi says that asmachte is kanye. So mele when the Gemara says vudi konemine, that's a little bit of beauty, not a little bit of Rabbi Yisi. So Alibet Rabbi Yisi Asmachti Iskanye. So maybe we don't have to resort to Konamiye. So that's why he says. So the question is, how can he be given? How can he be given the whole chayv, even the $500 that he already paid, that the labor already paid, so the Malve can collect $1,000 as if nothing had been paid? How? So he says, Umnechare Govebe the Konale Bimsira. Bimsira what? The Misire of the Shtar. Who was Mesa to him, the Shtar? The Sholish was Mesa to him, the Shtar. But what kind of a Shtar is it? It's not a Shtar, it's a piece of paper, it's a Chasve Baalme, it's Nimchal Shibude. So that's a Kashi against the first Loshin of the Rosh. But let's see, I mean, the second Loshin, the Rosh himself rejects the first Loshin. But this is what he says. The Konalei Bimsir, Iname. So then the second Loshin, he says, that they call it Rabbi Yisi. That asmachte is kanye, so he's given mishabde kolachei. But how can he be given mishabodim kolachei? But it's tar shalove bei ve'upore ve'chozal velove bei is any gave bei shetvonim chal shibutei. So bishleime the unpaid half, all right. So that was not nimchal shibutei. But his Rabbi Yisi says that he's given from shibodim the whole chay. In Ami Govim Mishab de Kolachi, Shekah Histo Mitchilo, She Moitno Elizman Plaini, She Yu Hamois. She knows only this is what the Ran says. The Ran said the same thing. She Yidu Le Hamois, She knows only Matone, Vishoy Rashtaki Batrilo, Vihai Piresh Nichetwe, the Bikinian Aces by Exilo Mission. So he says what the Ran says. The Ran, as a matter of fact, the Ran deduced from this Gemara a raya against the Shittas Rambam, because the Shittas Rambam means that the Halacha was machte likanye only applies to his chayves, but it doesn't apply to Mechile and Matone. So he mentioned the raya, so the Ran mentioned the raya against the Rambam, that it does apply to Mechile and Matone as well, because here we have to say that when Rabbi Yisi says, Yitalei, so, and the Ran also assumes that the Konik Rabbi Yisi Yitalei and the Malve can collect even from the Chosim Shibodim. And the question arises, how can he collect the dead, the whole dead? But it's Ishtar Shalovabei, Uporei, the Chosav Lovabei, is in a Gevebei, Shekvon Nimchal Shibudei. So, to the extent of $500 that was already paid, it's already Nimchal Shibudei. So, the Ran says, and this is what the Rosh says in the second version, that we have to apply. This the case of the Mishnah of Misha Poramix Eschayvei, where at the time of the Alvoy, he stipulated he stipulated that if that time of the alvoye or later on when he pays, it doesn't have to be at the time of the alvoye. In other words, at the time of the peroy, at the time of the peroy, he stipulated that if I don't, now I'm paying half of the debt, $500, but I am only giving it b'teras peroy on a condition that I pay up the rest, the balance, the 500 balance within 20 days. But if I don't pay up the 500 balance within 20 days, so then this 500, I'm not giving b'teras peroy, but I'm giving it b'teras matone to you. B'teras matone. So that means that if he doesn't pay up by the end of 20 days, so it's hubra that the $500 that he paid was not to be applied as payment on the debt, but as a gift. So that means that not one penny of the debt was paid. So memeila it's not limchal shibudei. This is how the Ran explains it. So memeila, that means that in the case he doesn't pay up within 20 days, then his body is determined that the $500 that he paid was given b'teras matone. And still Rabbi Yehuda says that it cannot be considered matone. So we see that the Kolik Mandoma that asmacht lekanye. So even in case of Mechile Matone, we say asmacht lekanye. That was the raye of the Ran against the Rambam. So the Rosh, in the second Rosh, also applies the case of the Mishneh. We applies the Mishneh of Mishneh Pohamis Eschoyvei to the case where we stipulated at the time of the Peroyim that it is he's giving it b'teras peroyim only if he pays up the rest within a certain time. But if he doesn't pay up the rest within a certain time, then he gives the $500 b'teras matone. So memeli tzatim chal shibudei. This is what he says. Ina megove mishabde kol achi shekach hisno mitchilo shein lo yitnu leil izman pleini shein yu hamoiz shenosan loim matone v'yishoye rashtar kivatchilo. So memeila it's not limchol shibudei. V'hai pirish nichetvei. The beginning is by exivul misire. So memeila it means according this loshen is much more sound than the first loshen. The Rosh says because according to the first loshen that he didn't make this stipulation that in case he doesn't pay up the rest of the debt within a certain time. So then, the $500 that he's giving now should be considered as a gift. So that means, according to the first lashon, that the $500 was unconditionally given as part payment. So the question arises, so how does Rabbi Yisi say that he's gave it the whole chay? How can he give it the whole chay? Even in the chare? But why? Because the sholish gives him back the shtar, but in order, since this shtar was already nifka shibudei, so then a new shtar has to be executed. So in other words, so that requires ksive mesire. That requires ksive mesire. Now there is a machlekes between the sma and the shach. In siman nunhei, I ask you to go over the sma and the shach. So there is a machlekes between the sma and the shach as to the pshat and the stasis. The Sma understood the Tesves Kipshuti. So when the, I mean not Tesves, I'm sorry, the Rosh, Kipshuti. Because when the Rosh says, V'hai pirish nichetvei, the Bikiyan Isis, boy exivu misire, so that means that if he didn't stipulate, in case he doesn't pay up the rest of the debt within a certain time, so this $500 should be considered as a gift. So then, if he gives the $500 unconditionally as part payment, so then he couldn't even be given the whole debt from the Nechirin, because it's Nimchal Shibudei. It's Nimchal Shibudei. So in order to be able to be given, the whole debt, the Rosh is saying, he requires Ksive Umisire. Now what does it mean, Ksive Umisire? In other words, suppose Ruvein borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. And Reuven gave a shtar, a promissory note. He gave to Shimon, to the Malve. Then the Malve wants to transfer his right of collection
to Levi. Shimon, the Malvi, wants to transfer. So there is a machlekes between Rebbe and the Rabbon. Rebbe says, "Bo pasren amecher hasvino aces liktes b'msira." So in other words, Shimon can transfer the promissory note that Reuven gave him for $1,000 by simply handing over this promissory note to Levi. So then, once he hands over this promissory note to Levi, and with the intention that Levi should acquire title to this promissory note, so then Levi can collect the $1,000 from Reuven. And Reuven cannot tell Levi, Laval Dvorim Dediyat, because Rebbe says, Eisiyas Nikriz Bimsire. This is what Rebbe says. But the Chachomim of Rebbe say, Ein Eisiyas Nikriz Bimsire. So if Shimon wants to transfer the promissory note that he has against Reuven to Levi, so what does he have to do? He has to be meiser this shtar, and he has to give him another shtar. He writes his shtar on this promissory note. So he writes another shtar, kni ashtar azeh v'chol shibudim. So and we pasken like the Chachomim, not like Rebbe. So this is what now the Rosh is saying. Why pirish nichatvei the beginning aces by exilu misire. Misire itself is not enough. In other words, in order that he should transfer that star, so he has to write another star on that star. He has to write another star. So the Sma assumed that the pshat in the Rosh is the Sma in Simen and Hey. He assumed that the pshat in the Rosh is the Bikin Asi is by Exil Misire, that if he didn't stipulate, if the Levi didn't stipulate at the time of the Peroyan of the $500, that in case he doesn't pay up the rest, the other $500, by 20 days, so then this $500 should be considered as a gift. If he didn't make this stipulation, so then the Malve would not be able to collect the whole debt even from Nechir, unless it is coupled with Ksiv Misire. What it means, so the Sma understood, unless it is coupled with Ksiv Misire, it means unless the Leve will write his shtar on this shtar. He'll write a shtar on this shtar. It doesn't mean that he has to write on a separate piece of paper. The shtar can be written on the same piece of paper too. I mean, there is no aloha that it has to be written on a separate piece of paper. So he can write on the back of the same shtar. He can write, let's say, if Shimon wants to convey, to transfer the promissory note that he has against Reuven to Levi, so he, on the same piece of paper he can write Kni Ashtar Azeh V'chol Shibudei, and then he'll have Edim sign it. So here, or on a separate piece of paper. So the Sma understood that the king and Asi is by Ksivu Misire, that when will Reuven be able to collect the whole, when will Shimon be able to collect, the Malve be able to collect the whole debt, if Reuven will write his shtar on this promissory note. On this promissory note. So the Shach is masik against the Sma. Even if Reuven will write his shtar on this promissory note, so how can it be effective? Over there, when Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and Reuven executed the promissory note, his shtar, and the $1,000, and then Shimon wants to transfer the promissory note to Levi. So if Shimon just writes a shtar on this promissory note, whether on a separate piece of paper or on the same piece of paper, and he writes Kli Ashtar Azeh V'chol Shibudei, so then he acquires the right to collect, because this shtar, the shibut was not poka from this shtar, but the shibut exists between Reuven and Shimon. The shibut has existed, that the indebtedness has existed between Reuven and Shimon. Now, by Shimon writing the shtar on this promissory note, by writing Kni Ashtar Azeh V'chol Shibudei, so it is transferred to Levi. But the shtar, the promissory note that Shimon has against Reuven, was not Rivka Shibudei. So Memele, by writing the shtar on that shtar, that has the legal effect of shtar. It's not a piece of paper, because it was never paid. So he can transfer the shibudim that heretofore existed between Reuven and Shimon, so he can transfer to Levi. So from now on, it will exist between Reuven and Levi, not between Reuven and Shimon. But in this case, where to the extent of $500, it was Nifka Shibudei, so to the extent of five of one half of the debt, it is a Chasmi Baume, it has no Shibud. So how can he, by writing another Shtar on this Shtar, revive the Shibud of the Shtar? It's a Chasmi Baume. In that case, where Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, and the $1,000 was not paid, and then Shimon writes a Shtar on that Shtar, so then it is chal. So Mechir HaShtores is chal. But in this case, it's chas mebaume to the extent of the $500 that was paid already. So of what value is the shtar that he writes on a chas mebaume? So Memele, the Shach says, the pshat in the Rosh is, v'hai pirish nichetvei, the biki and asiyas, by exuvim sire, not as the smile understood. So here too, only if he writes ishtar, only if the Levi will write ishtar, and this star that is deposited with that sholish. So then the malve, when he picks up the star from the sholish, will be able to collect all that. No, even if the Levi will write ishtar on the star, he will not be able to collect, because it's a chasme balme. I mean, that seems to be the reasonable pshat in the Rosh. Now, Simon Hay, so the Mechaba says, Mi shepora mixes choyve, vihishlish es ashta, viomale, im linosan lecho ad yin play, tainlei, Tell the story. We give as man. We lo yeten lei. We lo nosan lei. Lo yiten asholish rashta. Because we paskin like Rabbi Yude. Shezu as machte. We lo ikani. We imkonu miyod yoleo vibez nuchoshu. Harei ze koni. We hu she yat vishriyeso vibez. We hu she lo yionus. Keitzet harei she yit vishtore yoshevri vibez. We konu miyod. Shim lo yobe vi impleini yinose in zeli balbine. We give a yev vilipo harei lo nesli. Vimikvino or Hili Milovo Iloyitnu, the Hinko Kayetsu say, Vihushi Yibes Hosh. I mean, the Mechaber Paskins like the Shite, like the Rosh version of the Rif, even though the Rosh himself doesn't agree with the Shite's Rif, but with the Rosh version of the Rif, because the Rif is very brief. I mean, and there are several Pshotim in the Rif Shite. So the Ram has his Pshat and the Ramban is this pshat. The Rosh in Perigat Poshut, paragraph Yutes, or the Rosh here, now Gemore, so he mentions the Shita of the Rif as follows. That the Rif says that when the Gemore says, Shano vihilches asmach dekanye, vihude leonis, vihude konimene, bezno choshuf, that the Rif says that only that when is asmach dekanye, only if it's a case of mitzvah and schusa, bibez, where it deposited the shtores in bez, and in addition it was konamiyode, and in addition it was a bez mechoshuv, then asmach dekanye. But suppose it's not mitzvah and schusa, even though it's konamiyode, bibez mechoshuv, asmach dekanye. This is the Rosh version of the Rif Shit. This is the Rosh version, of the Rif Shite, and the Mechaber Paskins like that Shite of the Rif. So Memele, he mentions in connection with Mishe Pora Mixas Chive, Vihishlish Es Ashtar, that when is it effective, if it hitvish Shtore Yoshevri Bibezin, Vikonem Yodei, Shim Yodei Vimplaini Yotzel Baldine, Viki Ayem Vilipo. So then, and vihushin yebez nechosh. Then he says, this is what Mechaber says in Sif Aleph. Then in Sif Beis he says, v'amev var namurim, sheneis nenashtar lebaudinei, kisho marim loy poraitim, v'yem pleine yiyu amurim, shenesati matonof, v'yisho yirashtar kayim kibat rilo, שלויקן הווה השטר שמומחל שיבוטן. The stipulation, that's the second Losh in the Rosh, except that the Rosh is referred, is explaining here Rabbi Yisi, and the Mechaber mentions it according to Rabbi Yudeh, because with one difference, according to Rabbi Yisi, that Asmachte is Kanye, so then we don't have to resort to Bez Luchoshuv, and according to Rabbi Yudeh, that Asmachte is loy kanye, but be bezn choshuv and konim yodei and matvis chusi be bezn. So then as machte is kanye even according to Rabbi Yudeh. So we have to resort to all these three things: atvis es chusi be bezn, bezn choshuv, konim yodei. But the same thing that the Rosh mentions, alibe de Rabbi Yisi. So the Mechaber mentions alibe de Rabbi Yudeh. So he says bamed vorm amurim that if all these three prerequisites are fulfilled, atvis es chus economy or the bezn choshuv, so then he can be given the whole debt. That is, if the lever stipulated at the time when he paid the $500, that in case he doesn't pay up the rest within a certain time, so then this $500 should be treated as a gift. But if he didn't make this stipulation, so even though it was atves chusim bezdin, and even though it was konim yodim bezdin choshuv, he still cannot collect the whole debt. He still cannot collect the whole debt from Mishabon. How about mechiri? He doesn't say. But the Loshon, the Mechaber doesn't say. But the Ramos says. So the Loshon of the Mechaber is, Bamed dvorim amurim sheneisim ashtar lebaldinei, kishomarim loy poraiti beyim pleini, yu amoy shenosati matono, vishoyer ashtar kayom. Kivatchilo, shim loike, hava ashtar shenimchal shibudei kide amoye shenosa. So it's nimchal shibudei to the extent of the $500 that he paid already. But to the extent of the $500 that is what's unpaid, so it's not nimchal shibudei. So it's mashma from the loshin. It's mashma from the loshin of the mechaber, it's mashma. Not like the Rosh says here. Because the Rosh says here that he cannot be given from the Chosim Mishabodim. He cannot be given from the Chosim Mishabodim. The first Loshon. In the second Loshon, he says that Rabbi Yisi has reference to the case where he made a certain stipulation. But if he didn't make a certain stipulation, so then he couldn't even be given the whole debt from the Chosim Lechere. But how about the Chosim Mishabodim if he didn't make the stipulation? So the Rosh in the first Loshon says in so many words that he couldn't be gave at all, because even the half that was not paid as yet, he couldn't be gave. But the half that was not paid as yet is not nimchal shibudei, because so the Rosh makes an analogy with the shtar mugdem. So the halacha is the chachomim misakein that he cannot be gave from the likuches, even from the likuches that who bought it the sodeh. After the later zman, after the alboy, after alibiya, because of a special takone. So the same takone applies here, but that's a big chiddush. I mean, after all, the Gemara doesn't mention this takone vis-a-vis shtar shepora b'miktzas, that he cannot be given from the chosim shibodim, even the miktzas that was not paid, that is not nimchal shibodim. But the Rosh applies, he makes an analogy with the case of shtar mugdem. So, from the Mechaber, it's mashma that he doesn't pasken like the first Loshon in the Rosh. That the same takone that the Chachomim enacted in the case of Ishtar Mugdem, that even though Midraise, he should be entitled to collect from the Likuches who bought the Sode after the Zman of the Alvoy. But Midraise, he could not collect from the Likuches who bought it before, as of the early this man mentioned in the shtar, but as of the latest man, he should be able to collect. But there is a special takone in order that the person, the malve, shouldn't collect from the earliest man, the likuches of the earliest man. So the same takone applies here. This is a chiddush of the Rosh. The Gemara doesn't say it, that the same takon applies here. So from the Chaber it's mashma, because Mechaber says, "Bamedvor amurim sheneis nashtali baldinei, kishomarim loiporati biyim pleini yamoye shenosati matone, viyishoy rashtar kaim kibatrilo, shimloi kein have ashtar she." Have a stash nimchal shibude, kidi amoy shenosan. So what's the pashtas aloshin? The pashtas aloshin indicates kidi amoy shenosan, it's nimchal shibude. So it cannot be given from the chosim mikur mishibodim. But kidi amoy shaloinosan, it's not nimchal shibude, he can be given without this stipulation. But then it'll be contrary to the Rosh. So it is contrary to the Rosh's first loshin. After all, the Rosh mentions a big chidesh. The shach is masik and the Rosh's first loshin. And he says, what chayches is there between the din of shtorim hamugdomim, so the chachomim were misakim, that he cannot even be given from the likuches, who bought it after the alvoye. So over there, because if we allow the malve to collect from the likuches, who bought it after the alvoye, and he has a shtar with an earlier date, so he's very likely to collect from the kuches who bought it from the leive as of the earlier date. And then, as an earlier date, and then there was no shibut and the nechosim as yet, because the alvoye took place alabiyah. Mashenk in here, what kind of a mikshul could there be? What kind of a mikshul could there be here? So he's masik on the rosh, the shach, in simenun hei. So he says, now, so the Ramo mentions the Rosh, and then he says, "Veinigeve beklum elam nechem." So in other words, if he didn't make this stipulation that in case he doesn't pay up the rest, the balance, the 500 balance, so by 20 days, so then it should be considered as a gift, the $500. So if he didn't make this stipulation, so the Ramo says he cannot be gave klum. Not even the other $500 that is not nimchal shibudei. So the shach is masik. He says, "Venigeve boy klum elam nechel." So he says, "Divrei harav veasma eino mechver." Lifi amiz daite, the shach says, "Mashe kosav harav venigeve klum mishabde af shegam befir shorosh peridaled nidorim nir lechere kein hutamua hutamua." The Lomolo Yigbe Mishab the Mixas Chemi Shaloi Pora Adain. Vilekele Mixashem O Yigbe Bechotze Acha Shenifra. The Loyashkichon Zere Kahai Bishasu Poskim. We cannot make our own Zeres. Uminayim on Livdi Zero Shalinim to Bishas. Viloi mi boy. So then he mentions. Viloi mi boy Lidas Rambam V. Arava Magit. Visi Aitom. She Vesilil. Simenum Ves. Dafil Bishtashi Yishbe Ribis. Gave Akaran Mishabde. Vilui Hashinon Shemo Yigve Ribis Bitteras Keren. Kidamrinon Gabishto Echiva Mikdomim. Dafil Misman Shenily Govek Zero Shemi Yigva Misman Rishon. The also Mikova Misman Rishon Ariakal Oser. Shetoraf Nakurashloik Dean. Kolamomin. Avulkana Fil Yigve Ribis Bikaran Shemishtar. Loyovidisa. Vilui Kanse Teiroto Seir. At Kandivrem Shom. Imkinochaname Pshita de Gave. Ashom Mishabde Vigazrino. Ela Fil. Das a teise de si aitom, de lil, simen un veis, de gazrin un bishtar she yesh beribis, kmoi bishtar echiv amgdomim, yere af nies daiti, di daf gehosom, kim shashtar nichtav bitchilo bipsu, im ken ikel idmu yel ishtar echiv amgdomim, avol shtar she nivra, she nifra kcosei, loy mistabe li poslei, kule li ye mishabde, vi oche muchach memaid amrin un bishas. So he says, now, there is a machlekes between the Ramban and Teisves and the Zeneshech. Now, the aloche is, that shtar sheyesh beribis, so of course, he cannot be gave the ribis from it. So the machlekes, so the Ramban says, even if the shtar hei mentions a ischayves to pay interest, but the keren, the principle, can be collected by the malve from the chosim shimon. Teisves, that's the sheet of the Ramban. Teisves in his Zeneshech says, no, there is a special knas, because just as the chachomim were misaki in the case of shtorei chiv amukdomim, In other words, let's say, Eve Dalvoy was made Alambia, and the date of the Shtar Alvoy is mentioned Alambinis. It's predated by man. So the halacha is that he cannot even collect from the Likuches, he cannot even collect from the Likuches who bought it after Alev Bia. So here too, the Chachomim canceled the Malve, since he put in the Ribis in the Shtar, so he cannot collect from the Chosim Shibodim even the principal. He cannot collect. Ezeknas. So he says, Loi mi boy. So the Shach says, Loi mi boy, according to the sheet of the Ramban. The Ramban says that even when the Shtar was executed by Isa, because the halacha is that even when you are mischayev yourself to pay ribis and you don't pay, suppose someone he makes an agreement, he borrows money from another person, and they stipulate that they'll pay interest. And then, at the time of the payment, he changes his mind. He doesn't collect the interest. He still was ever an aver of Lisusimu of Neshech. Even the Edim who sign on his shtar of ribis, are ever the love of Lisusimu of Neshech. He's not even the love of Lochicho Lisashech. If there was just an agreement to pay interest, and then they changed their mind. But the love of this symbol of Neshech is Eivir. So Memele Teis Veshite is that in this case where the Ribis was mentioned in the Shtar, even though he didn't collect it, so as a Knas, because the Shtar was executed by Isa, so Memele as a Knas, he cannot collect even the principal from Chosim Shimon. So the Ramban is Chelik. So he says, so loy mi boy, according to the Ramban, that Bashtar sheyesh beribis, so gave us a keren mechosim shebodim. Chosim shebodim. So of course here he can be gave from mechosim shebodim the $500 that was not paid as it. But even according to Tesis, who says that the Chachomim canceled him, so over there they canceled him, but not here. So why shouldn't he says Avul Shtar shenifrak tosei lo mistaveli peisrei kuleli mishabde. So this is what he says. So vim kein koshe gamken al rosh perigdale din dorim vizel shene yitem viive kol chelim nechare avon mishab deloi shekvon nimchal shibut chotzi achen ushtar shelo vebe yipori nechize vele vebe shekvon nimchal shibudei vafil chotzi achen shelo yipora eni keive bishtar zem mishabde di chayshinon shemo yig vebe chotzi acher shenifra kidamrinam bishtar chiv amukdomim. ומניחרי גובה בי, דיקונו לי במסירה. אינמה, גובה ממשב דקול אחי, ומיירה שכך יסנו מתחילו, אם לא יתנו לי לזמן פלני, שיעמו ישנו של מתונה, וישו ירשו כבתחילו. והי פירוש ניחה תווי, דמקני ACS, בו יקסיב מסיר, עד כאן לשם. ונראה לאימא, so he is massic against the first lotion of the rosh. But then he says, ונראה לאימא, that's the חידש in the shach, דאפורוש לקוס אבקי, אלו בשינוי יקם, דיגובי כל החיים נחר, אם כן כיוון דלו יכפס ללוי ובהוכה, חי שינון, שמו יגבקו לי ממשב, ויש לי דמי זה, לשטר מוקדם. ויש לי דמי זה לשטר מוקדם. אבל לפעמי דמוסיק, דהיינה כשאיסנו, שיימו איסמטונה, הולה ואוכל ויגובי אף נחרה, דייסי יש לי מקנה במסירה לחוד. אם כן, כיוון שגם מהלב לא יגבה, רק מהחוצי, רק החוצי, לא יחשינו שיגבה כולם משם. So the Shach says that even the Rosh, he says that only in the first portion. So then he had a hechrech. So he was forced, because of this gemore of Rabbi Yisaymeh. Rabbi Yisaymeh Yitain, he was forced to come to the conclusion that the same takone, that the gemore, that the Chachomim enacted, in connection with the Shtar Mukdem, so they enacted also here. He had a raya. He was forced to say that. Because according to the first lashon of the Rosh, so the Rabbi Yisi does not have reference to a case where he made a stipulation, in case I don't pay the other 500 by the end of 20 days, so then this 500 should be treated as a gift. According to the first lashon, he didn't make such a stipulation. And still, Rabbi Yisi says that Yidl is a star. In the Malve will be able to collect the whole $1,000 with that star. And so then we are forced to say that what does it mean? He will collect the whole $1,000. Not Mishbodim. He couldn't collect Mishbodim. So we are forced to say that when Rav Yossi says, Yitele is a star, Yitele is a star, it means he gets the star, the Malve picks up the star from the Sholish, and then he collects from the Chosim Nechirim, but not from the Chosim Mishbodim. So Mimele, since he will only be allowed, since from the Chosim Nechiri, he'll be allowed, according to the first lashon of the Rosh, he'll be allowed to collect the whole debt. So if we allow the Malve to collect $500 from the Chosim Shibodim as well, so then he might be led. There is a possibility that instead of collecting $500 from the Chosim Shibodim, he collect all the thousand from the Chosim Shibodim, and that will be Shaloi Kedin. So Mimele, the same takone that the Chachomim enacted in connection with Shorechim HaMikdomim, because of Gzeire, maybe he'll collect from the Zman Mugden. So Mimele, he cannot collect from the Chosim Shibodim, even from the Zman Miucheh. So the same takone applies here. The same logic possibly applies here. In other words, because according to the first lotion, so Rabbi Yossi is saying that Alpidin is entitled to collect the whole debt from the Chosim Nechirim. So Mimele, there is a Gzeire, if we let him collect $500, if we let the Malve collect $500 from the Chosim Mishibodim, maybe he'll collect the other $500 also from the Chosim Mishibodim, and that will be Shaloi Kedin. Masheinkin, according to the second Lashon in the Rosh. The second Lashon in the Rosh applies Rabbi Yossi to the case where he made a stipulation. So Mimele, so there is no hechrech from the Mishnah, from Rabbi Yossi's din, that we apply the same takone. According to the first Lashon, we say that Rabbi Yossi has reference to the case where no stipulation was made. So then he's not entitled to collect the whole debt from the Chosim Shibodim, only from the Chosim Nechirim. So Mele, it's shaykh to say, the Chachomi made it a kone, he shouldn't collect from the Chosim Shibodim even half of the debt, the unpaid half. Why? Because if we allow him to collect half of the debt, he might collect the whole debt, and that will be Shalik Yedin. Masha'inkin, according to the second version, that Rabbi Yossi, has reference to the case where he made a certain stipulation, where if he made a stipulation, so then he's entitled to collect from the Chosim Shibodim the whole debt. So there is no hechrech from Rabbi Yossi that the same takone applies. Because according to the first lashon of the Rosh, so when Rabbi Yossi says hitaini means he has to collect from the Chosim Nechirim, he couldn't mean collect from the Chosim Shibodim according to the first lashon. So Rabbi Yossi means he collects from the Chosim Nechirim. So then it's implicit in Rabbi Yossi's lashon that because Rabbi Yossi says yitein, and when Rabbi Yossi says yitein, he means he collects the whole debt. And that, according to the first lashon in the Rosh, it couldn't mean the whole debt from the Chosim Shibodim, so it means the whole debt from the Chosim Nechirim. And how about Mishibodim? So then the pshat in Rabbi Yossi must be that he collects only from the Chosim Nechirim, from the Chosim Mishibodim, not. Because if the pshat in Rabbi Yossi would be from the Chosim Nechirim, he's allowed to collect the whole debt. And from the Chosim Mishibodim, only half of the debt. So Rabbi Yossi should spell it out. And he should say, Rabbi Yossi, Yitel is a star, V'yigve, Kol Achayv Mechosim Nechirim, V'miktas Achayv Shaloi, Pora Mechosim Mishibodim. He says Yitel. So what does it mean, Yitel? And he collect the whole thing. But it couldn't mean he collects the whole thing from the Chosim Shibodim, because it's Nimchal Shibudei. So it must mean he collects the whole thing from the Chosim Nechirim. How about the Chosim Shibodim? So Rabbi Yossi doesn't discuss the Chosim Shibodim. So what does it mean from the Chosim Shibodim? He doesn't collect at all. That means, so it's implicit in the Lashon of Rabbi Yossi, that there is a special takone. He shouldn't be able to collect even the half unpaid debt. The unpaid half of the debt. because of this, the same takone that the Chachomim and acted in connection with Shorchev HaMikdomi. Mashein came according to the second Losh, in the Rosh, he says. Aber if my the mosk deine kische is no shi amo is matone hol avo khali go ma avni bikhare de is yes le mikte bim sirle khut im kein kim shi gam ya le vel yig vara ga khotsi lo khashino shi yig ve kolim mi shabte so here there is no xere because according to the second motion of the rosh so rabiesi when he says rabiesi when he says that he can be given the whole thing he can be given the whole thing from his body. He can be given the whole thing from the Mishabodim. And Mele, so, he, because it's not Nimchal Shibude, in case he doesn't pay up the rest of the debt by the end of 20 days. So, and if he doesn't make a stipulation, then he cannot collect the whole debt, even from Mechirin. But just heavy debt is entitled. So heavy debt, to the extent that it's not Nimchal Shibude, he can collect even from the Mishabodim. This is what the Shach says. This is what the Shach says. Now, then the Shach is masik against the Ramo, because the Ramo in the Archimedes says, now, and the Sma is also masik against that Ramo, because. When he gave a klum, so he says, when he gave a klum, elam ibnechem. So he says, when he gave a klum, rotzolem a klum, afilu masheloi nifradai, u mashe kosa, elam necherin rotzolem a, gave a esei, sholipor alechut, avol tzorchim, dibdarke meishe kosa, dikule. The gave a kulim nechir. So that, on that point, the Shach agrees with the Sma against the Ramo in the Archimedes. Because the Ramo in the Archimedes says that if he didn't make this stipulation, that in case he doesn't pay up the rest of the debt by the end of 20 days, so then it should be considered as a matone. So then it cannot be given from the chosim mishibodim. So the Ramo in the Archimedes says, but from the chosim mishibodim, it can be given the whole $1,000. So the Sma and the Shach are masik on that Ramo, and they say, Monefshach, if he didn't make this stipulation, how can he be given the whole debt from the chosim? How can it be gave? After all, it's nifka shibude. It's nifka shibude. So in other words, so ishtar shalove bay upor bay. So v'chosav v'love bay in the gave bay. So what does it mean in the gave bay? From the chosim shibudim in the gave bay. It's in the gave bay even from the chosim mechirin as well, because it's nifka shibude. It's a chas v'baalme. So it cannot be gave with the ishtar. So why does the Ramo say? Why does the Ramo say that if he didn't make this stipulation, so then he cannot be gave from the chosim mishibodim, but he can be gave the whole debt from the chosim mecherim, even the $500 that he already paid. He can the leim already paid, so the malve can be gave again. But if he didn't stipulate, so then the shtar is nifka shibude, so he shouldn't be able to be gave even from the chosim. Even from the chosim mecherim, this is the asoge of the Sma and the Shach. So on that point, the Sma and the Shach agree against the Ramo in the Archimedes. Now, the Nisives here, so he says that it's no kashe against the Archimedes. The kashe, because the Archimedes has reference to the case of the Tur and the Mechaber. Now, what is the mechab, the Tur and Mechaber refer to? Mi shepora mixes chayvei, vihishlish es ashtar, viomalei, im leyet lecho adyem pleini, tein lishtori, והגיע הזמן ולנוס עלי. סוליית נשום יש השטר שזו אסמכתי. ואם קונו מיודי עולה עוד בזן חשוב, הרי זה קונו, והוא שיעת וסחייה איסו בבזן. So, the Mechaber and the Tour have referenced the case where it's Konami Yodei. Where it's Konami Yodei. Because they pass like Rav Yudei. So, Asmachte is Lekanye. So, without Konami Yodei and Bebez Lechoshuv, he certainly couldn't be Kenei. So, they have referenced the case where it's Konami Yodei. So, the Dakimesha says that if he didn't make this stipulation, that in the event he doesn't pay up the rest of the debt by the end of 20 days, so then the $500 that he paid now should be considered as a matone, so then he cannot be gave, so the Akimesha says he cannot be gave from the Chosim Shevodim, but from the Chosim Necherin, he can be gave the whole debt. So the kashe of the Sma and the Shach against the Akimesha is, how can he be gave the whole debt, even the $500 they already paid? So the $500 already paid, so the Shtar is a Chasme Baalme. So he shouldn't be able to be gave even from the Chosim Mechayim. So the Nesivis gives a very simple teretz. Because here, the Mechaber, the Tur, the Mechaber, and the Ramot, the Akimeshe, they all have reference to the case where it's Konami on it. So Mimele, true that the Shtar is Nifkashi Budei. So he's not going to be gave from the Chosim Mechayim on the basis of the Shtar, but he'll be able to be gave on the basis of the Kiyan. So it's a new Yischaimes. And it's not as, and as Machte is Kanye here, because it's Konami Yodi Bez Nechoshuv, and not with Chuse. So what kind of Ikashi is it? What kind of Ikashi is mentioned by the Sma and the Shach against the Dakimeshe? How can the Dakimeshe say that if he didn't make the stipulation, that in the event he doesn't pay up the other $500 by the end of 20 days, so then the $500 that he pays now should be considered as a matone? So, but how can he be gave it the whole $1,000? But it's Nimchal Shibudei. It's Nimchal Shibudei. So the answer is true, it's Nimchal Shibudei. But he was Mischayev himself. At the time when he paid $500, he made the king in Suder and he was Mischayev himself to pay the whole $1,000 anew. So he's Mischayev himself. So on the basis of this Ischayevis that took effect with the king in Suder. So he's able to pay. So without recourse to the shtar, to the shtar is a chasme baume, but on the basis of the Kinyan Suda. So he says, Lochinire di Maire Shaakinyan Hoyo Biim Shaloyif Raloi Yitale Ashtar. So this is the pshat. This could be the pshat in the Ramot. In other words, that when the Ramot says in the Archimedes that if he didn't make this stipulation, that the $500 payment should be treated as a matone, so then he cannot be given from the Chosim Shibodi, but he should still be able to. He's still able to be given from the Chosim Mechayrim, so he can give it the whole debt. So the Ramo says that he can give it the whole debt. Now the question is, how can he give it the $500 that was already paid? So to the extent of the $500 that is paid, so the shtar is already nimchal shibudei. The answer is, he's not gave it the $1,000, even the $500 that was paid on the basis of the shtar, but on the basis of the schayves of the king and suda, So since there was a king in Sudea, so Mimele, he can be gave the whole $1,000. So that is all right, what Nisiva says, is all right, Ligabi, the Ramo. It can explain the Ramo, because the Ramo paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. So Asmachta Loikanye. So without Konami Yodei, so Mimele, he will not be chayev to pay. When will be chayev to pay? Only if it's Konami Yodei. If it's Konami Yodei, so even though So even though to the extent of $500 that he already paid, the shtar is already nifka shebudei, but he still can be geive. But he still can be geive on the basis of the kolam yodei. But that does not explain the Rosh. The Rosh explains Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi holds asmachta iskanye. So mele, we don't have to resort to mitzvahs and schusei. We don't have to resort to mitzvahs and schusei and to konam yodei bez nechoshev. And still the Rosh says in the first Rosh, he says, Rabbi Yisi mayitein, this is really asmachta kanye. V'yig ve'kol chivim nechare. אבל משאב לרוי שכבר נמחל שים את חוצה אחיו, ושטר שלו ובפורי נחיז המלאי ובאי שכבר נמחל שים בודי. ואפילו חוצה אחיו שלו נפרעי נגיד משטר זה ממשאב דה, תחשי נשמיד מחוצה אחר שנפרע. כדי אמרינו, משטר חיב מוגנד, אפילו מזמן שאין לי גובה, דיל מוסלם נגמר בראשן, ובנחרי גובה בי, דיקונו לי במסר. So he says, ובנחרי גובה בי, דיקונו לי במסר. So it means he's given the whole chiv. How can it be gave the whole chayiv? But it's nifka shebudei ligabi the $500 that he already paid. So is ein chizer v'geive bei shekvon nimchal shebudei? And according to the Rosh, then the Rosh has reference to Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi does not mention konam yodei. The Gemara mentions konam yodei alivi the Rabbi Yude. So konam yodei is necessary, but alivi the Rabbi Yisi. Konami Yodei is not necessary. Konami Yodei is not necessary. So the question arises, if Konami Yodei is not necessary, if Konami Yodei is not necessary, so Mimele, how can he be gave the whole debt? $500? It's not on the basis of the king and Suda. There is no Konami Yodei. There is no Konami Yodei. And so it's without Konami Yodei. So the question is, how can he be given the whole debt in the heart? Now, the Agois Maimon in Hilchas Eides, so he mentions a machlekes between the Ri and Rabbi Netam. Then he mentions that Rabbi Netam, at the end of his life, was chizer from Mishitin Sitra Yosho. But Rabbi Netam, Bialdusei, was chilek on the Ri. Now, Rav Sheshes, there is Rav Sheshes says in Sanhedrin Daf Chofei that Misachim Bikuvye is only possible Eides if only Umnes Acheres, if he has no other occupation. So then he's in Eisim Yeshiva Shaleilom. So that's why he's possible Eides. But if he has an occupation and just occasionally he gambles, so he's not possible Eides. Rav Sheshes says. Why? Why shouldn't he be possible Eides even if he has another occupation? Because it's not asmacht. So what's the difference? We discussed it before. I mean, why is there a difference between the case of Misha Pora Misa Shreve, so then it's asmacht leikanye, and let's say Misachi Bikuvye. So Rashi says, because Misachi, Rashi, so there are two shittes here. One shitte is a Rishenim, that's Rashi shitte. Rashi in Sanhedrin, Rashi all over. So Rashi says that when we say it's a smachte, like in the case of Misha Pora Mitzvah Shreive, V'yishlish Eshtore. So in that case, so he knows, the only reason as to why he made a commitment and he was mischayim himself to pay the whole debt in you is because it didn't occur to his mind that he will not pay up the rest of the debt. So Mimele, there is a lack of Gemara's Das. Mashein came when someone bets on horses or on pigeons. So he has no reason to assume. I mean, if he has common sense, there is no reason in the world as to why he should assume that his horse will arrive first or his birds will arrive first. So in other words, so he knows that it's a 50-50 chance. Maybe the other fellow's horse will arrive first, maybe his horse or his bird will arrive first. So mainly it's Gomavel. So there is Miras Das. That's one shit. Then another shit is, other Rishenim explain the distinction between Mishe Pora Mixas Chevei Vihishlish Eshtore, and the case of Misachi Bikuvye. in the case of Misachi Bikuvie, on the basis of the fact that in the case of Misachi, in the case of Misachi Bikuvie, so each one is aspiring towards the thing that they were mischayev, that they mutually made commitments to each other. They are aspiring to it. In other words, everyone hopes that his horse will arrive first. So maybe there is miras das. Mashein came here, he doesn't aspire. The one who made the commitment doesn't aspire to this contingency. He, because he aspires that this contingency will never be fulfilled. Because he aspires towards paying up the balance of the debt. So Mele is not aspiring towards the fulfillment of the contingency. So there is a lack of miras das. Mashenk in the case of Misachi Bikuvie. So each one is aspiring towards the fulfillment of the contingency. So there is no lack of miras das. Now, what's nafkimina between the two shittes? What's nafkimina to the shittes? Let's say if somebody, let's say, gambles in something in which each one assumes that he has more expertise than the other. Let's say somebody gambles on cards, or even chess, it doesn't make any difference. Let's say somebody, they play chess. The two individuals play chess, and they make a stipulation that the one who loses will pay $1,000 to the winner. So, in this case, why does everyone make a commitment to pay $1,000 to the other fellow if the other fellow will win? Because he's sure that he'll win, not the other fellow. He considers himself a bigger champion. And the same thing would be true in playing of cards. So, I mean, if they think that there is such a thing as expertise in playing cards, so he takes it for granted that he'll win. So then it is asmach in such a case. So in other words, according to Rashi Shite, that Rashi explains the reason is why Rav Sheshe says that Misachi Mikuvie is only posleides if in liumnes Elohi. But if he has another umnes, he's not posleides. Why? Because it's not asmachte. So Rashi explains why is Misachi Mikuvie not asmachte. Because when one bets on horses or on yenim, so he doesn't take for granted that his horse will come first. So it's a sofik hashok in his mind. And still he makes a commitment. So then there is miras das. Mashenk in the case of Misha Poamik Sashaybe. So the only reason as to why he makes a commitment is because he's sure, he's 100% sure in his mind that this contingency will never be fulfilled. So that's why it's a smach. So Memele, but in the case of Misachi Bikuvie, so he knows he doesn't take anything for granted. So then it'll follow, it all depends what kind of a Misachi Bikuvie is. There are Misachi Bikuvie who bet on horse races, so then they are not sure that this horse will come first. But Minasofik they bet, so Memele it's not as machte. But suppose he's a Misachi Bikuvie, let's say in cards or in chess or in checkers. So he makes the commitment because he thinks that he's a bigger champion. So Memele then it is as machte. Then he would be postulated according to Rashi. According to the Rishenim, we say that over there it's as machte because they both aspire to the non-fulfillment of the contingency. Mashenke, in the case of Misachi Bikuvie, they both aspire towards the fulfillment of the contingency. So there is no lack of miras das. So Mimele, every Misachi Bikuvie, according to this Rishenim, wouldn't be posleides if he has a numnes acheres. If he has a numnes acheres. There's nothing. Now, so then, David, I just mentioned it. So we pass like Rav Sheshes that Misachi Bikuvie is not posleides only if only umnes acheres Elohi. So then he's posleides for a different reason, because in Eisig Yishuv Shalayim. But in Gazlan he isn't, because it's not an asmach. So the Ri says that Gois Maimon mentioned the Mordechai mentions the two shittes, that Gois Maimon and Chasides mentions the shittes. מי ופני אודם המסחקים ביקוביה בעמונות. There is a machlokes between the Ri and Rav Netan. Now we pass like Rav Sheshes that Misachim Bikuvye is not a smachte. So it's Kanye. It's not a smachte, so it's Kanye. So in other words, if the Misachim Bikuvye so make commitments one to another, so mele, they are chayek. So let's say, they play cards, or they play checkers, or they play chess, and they are mischayev. The one who loses will have to pay to the other one. So the Ri says that when is a chayev, only they put on the table. In other words, there is a daf, and they put the money on the table, and they stipulate that the one who wins gets the money that is put on the table by the other fellow, by the other player. So then it's Kanye. But suppose they trust each other, they don't put any money on the table. They play cards and they don't put any money on the table. But they just make a commitment to each other. And they say, if I win, then I give you $1,000. If then you give me $1,000. If you win, then I give you $1,000. And they don't put $1,000 bills on the table. So the Ri says, true, it's not a smachte, but with Vorem Baume, he cannot be mechuyev. So it's not a smachte. But if somebody is mischayev himself with $1,000, he can still be chayzeh. So there's a machleike between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, where Dvorim Yesh Mishum Chus Ramone, Dvorim Mei Mishum Chus Ramone. So we pasken, like Rabbi Yechanan, Dvorim Yesh Mishum Chus Ramone, so it's also, it's an avere, to be chayzeh. But he can be chayzeh. And even according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's also only if it's matonim etes, because he's some chedaite, but matonim rube. So he's allowed to be chayzeh too. So in the case where they bet be amono, they trust each other, they don't put on the table, they don't put on the table, so then there was no kinyan. So even though it's not an asmachti, it cannot be kinyan. He says, umi ubnei odom hamisachkin bikuvye ba'amono, eimeri dein chayev lishalim, dibamei yikne, da'afilu mandova lam asmachti, heich yikne bidvorem ba'alme, b'loishim kinyan, bishvil shenitzei achavere, ve'heide rabin eliyohu lidivriri, avu rabnetam lo yoidole, v'cheim, the Bechei Pirish Besefer HaYosho, the Mahu Taino Rechashmu Asmachte, the Nige De Boyle Mikne, Yino Tzach, Gomar Umakne, Hochanama Afilu Belo Ikinye. So the Rav Netam Besefer HaYosho, Shuf Chozor Be Rav Netam, but Rav Netam Be Yaldusei held that if two people, let's say, bet on horse races, and they don't make even a kinye so they're nothing, but they just mischayev, they are mischayev themselves. And Reuven says to Shimon, if my horse comes, if your horse comes before your horse, then I'll pay you, I mischayev yourself to you $1,000. And Shimon says the same thing to Ruve. So then he's mechuyev without kinyan suda, without anything. Now the question raised by the Ri and Rabbi Elio is, but Dvorim Baalme too, it's not a smachte. But Dvorim Baalme, with Dvorim Baalme, So it's not kone. So Rav Netam Sifra Yosha mentions the Gemara in Bamadlikin of Hil Azok. The Gemara mentions Bamadlikin the Savlones of Hil Azok. In other words, the two people. So because Hil Azok was very patient and he never lost his temper against anyone. So two individuals made a bet that he will provoke Hil Azok so much that he'll have to lose his temper. So they made a bet. And then, but Hil Azokin didn't lose his temper. So then, he told Hil Azokin, I lost so much money because of you. Because you didn't lose your temper. So the question is, so it's much more than that Gemore that he had to pay. But it's Bamune Baalme. So, as a matter of fact, you can say that there was a Kiyan Suda. I mean, they were so much involved with Hil Azokin, so they could have been sufficiently learned to know of Kinyan Suda. But the Gemara doesn't mention that they made the Kinyan Suda. So that's the Raya of Rav Netam, that even without the Kinyan, since it's not an Asmachte, so he's Chayev. But the question is, how can he be Chayev? So Rav Netam said, the Migedi Boyer Limikne Inotzar Gomar Umakne. What's the Pshat, Rav Netam? Now there is a Gemara, there is a Gemara in Asher. Masne shimechinom, that's a Mishnah. Masne shimechinom li is kisher. The shimechinom is only chayim for pshiyeh, he's not chayim for glivavede, he's not chayim for onsen, but if the shimechinom stipulated that he should have the same responsibility as a sheyel, so he's chayim him for onsen. So the Gemara has the kashe, b'mai, b'dvorim, b'alme. So one mamere says, kishikonu b'yodim.